KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As officials assess the damage and prepare for more strong Santa Ana winds this week, people in Southern California want to know how the wildfire started. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Pacific Palisades.
24 people lost their lives in this fire, and ABC News has learned that the ATF, the federal agency tasked with examining and investigating explosives and arson, is going to take the lead in investigating the Palisades fire, and arson is one of the factors that they are going to investigate. That is Governor Gavin Newsom here has demanded an independent investigation into the water issue, specifically here in the Palisades. Fire hydrants running dry. He called it deeply disturbing.
Middle East mediators have been making significant progress in Gaza ceasefire talks. As of now, though, there's no imminent breakthrough announcement. The Senate begins hearings this week on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks. Still watching Japan, where a strong earthquake hit the southern part of the country today. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in Wisconsin. Winter weather around the region is impacting residential heating fuel, including heating oil and propane. The Public Service Commission's Office of Energy Innovation says that multiple suppliers report challenges like long lines at terminals and having to drive farther distances to collect needed products. Evers' executive order will allow suppliers to get caught up. And farmers in Wisconsin have some reassurance after the farm bill was extended as part of the package to avoid a government shutdown a few weeks ago. Congress extended the farm bill that was first implemented in 2018, so this is not a new bill. Instead, they're working on a new one that would hopefully pass next year. But now farmers will continue to get benefits from a law that was negotiated more than 5 years ago, so all the crop reference prices are outdated. Paul Mitchell, agriculture and economics professor at UW-Madison.
Prices have been declining on the corn and soybeans, and the processes used to create this support in these times of thin negative margins, they're out of date. Those floors were set in 2018, and you know we've gone through a lot of inflation, and so you know $1,000 isn't what it used to be.
Mitchell says farm organizations have been asking Congress to increase crop reference prices and change the process to make it more relevant to current commodity markets. Meanwhile, it's been more than 650 days since snowmobile trails were last open here in the Badger State. And as you may expect, that lack of snowfall is hurting Wisconsin businesses once again. Last year, there was never enough snow for them to open the trails up north. The Vilas County Snowmobile Alliance says right now there is enough snow around most of the county to have a base for the trails, but it's still just not enough. So they're waiting and watching, hoping they get just 4 to 6 more inches. That way they can groom the trails and get ready to go. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnover. So they had, 4? Yeah, 4. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that. So, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. But for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is a cold one this morning. The wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero most of the day today. Sunny and breezy, 13 our high this afternoon. Tonight down to 1 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 12 for a high tomorrow. We're back into the low 20s by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates.
You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we love to highlight Wisconsin businesses that are not involved in the dairy industry. Join us for Beyond the Cheese. We feature Wisconsin knitwear. That's coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's a catastrophe of global magnitude and a human tragedy that's hard to get your head around. You know, and there will be a time to assess responsibility, to ask questions about why are the firefighters not getting water. But this is not that moment. You know, it's people may think that this is normal, but there once was a time, actually, that I'm old enough to remember, when a disaster like this would bring out the best in Americans, when we would pull together. We would say, you know, let's put partisan politics aside for the moment, and let's assure the people of Southern California that this country has their back, that we are united, we will do whatever it takes. Donald Trump does not have that instinct.
Thank you, Charlie Sykes. Okay, today's going to be a very challenging day as it relates to the FCC.
Okay.
And what I would like to say about Trump and Republicans, we're under just a skosh bit of stress here in LA,
just
in case you haven't, turned on the TV. We are literally hoping the wind doesn't blow a certain way. Chris and Jody and I have not had to evacuate yet, but that could change like any second. You have to understand, we're in the middle.
Don't. Wrong time to do that, guys.
Yeah, don't give me fake evacuation orders. I already got one of those. Did you get one of those? I got an evacuation order by mistake last week. And that, by the way, that's a pleasant sound, right? It's like, I was like, ah!
I'm a little concerned that I'm not getting them.
Oh. No, I got one, but it was a mistake.
Right,
like,
I know.
Like 2 seconds later, they went, psych, sorry.
Will I get real ones? I don't know.
Yes. Well, yeah, it overrides your... Because I turn my phone off when I go to sleep, but yes.
Right, but I haven't been getting the fake ones.
Well, you're not in the same area I am. I mean, so I don't know, but...
No, it was countywide.
It was countywide,
oh, okay.
And I haven't been getting them, so I'm a little concerned that I won't get real ones.
Oh, all right, I'll call you. But you've learned to ignore mine. You'll just be like, oh, she wants a new bump song or something.
Well,
I'll be like,
no,
get out!
No, I have you overriding my, my do not disturb on my phone.
That's
you and Ron
that's
and
the,
Jody are the only
that's
ones
That's the
who...
sweetest thing you've ever said to me. Yeah. I know, I'm on the list. Oh, only me and Carol Burnett, right, on yours?
No.
No, I don't know. I don't. Great. Only Carol Burnett. Well, that's understandable.
No, you're on the do not disturb
anyway,
list.
I. Do you understand? We're in a hurricane of fire. Mm-hmm. It is a hurricane full of fire. And also, we're in a hurricane of disinformation that is killing people. And putting more people in harm's way.
Right.
And I literally, Chris, this could be the most challenging day to abide by FCC regulations. I've said this before, I've never hated anyone in my life. They say you have a child, there's like depths of, love you never knew you had. There are depths of hatred I didn't know ever existed in my body.
Who's the guy?
Except for hatred for Donald Trump. Did you see him taunting us again? Where could you put the fires at? What's wrong with you? Where could you put the fire? I'm like, oh my God. Gavin Newsom has had to put up a whole website countering. And by the way, they're not, it's not just, politics as usual. They know they're lying. Gavin Newsom put out a thing where Elon Musk got fact-checked to his face by an L.A. fire official. He just deliberately is putting out the opposite, putting out lies.
And who's that member of Congress that was on the Sunday morning shows this weekend saying that aid to California is conditional upon California electing more Republicans?
Our behavior.
Right. And you guys need to elect more Republicans before we help you out.
Right, and this forest management, which is just completely debunked. Right? California Republicans all went to Mar-a-Lago. Yep. Don't tell me a thing about your thoughts about Democratic officials. They, on purpose, went to suck up to Trump instead of help. You know, it's always, as in any tragedy, there's the best and the worst of people. The amount of people helping each other, other countries helping us, Ukraine has offered to send. Trump is threatening Canada and Mexico, and they sent all their firefighters to help us. I mean, it's just, and Republicans, nowhere to be seen, except when it comes time to criticize Democratic officials from all the way on down, Trump to Vance to Mike Johnson. It's just, there is not a decent human among them.
Local Republicans get it. Like Catherine Barger, who's the head of the LA County Board of Supervisors. She's a Republican because she represents that area far north of here.
Yeah.
But she's the head of the Board of Supervisors, and she's been doing a fantastic job.
First of all, thank you, firefighters.
Yes.
They're doing an amazing job. Do you understand? Like, when we say the wind has calmed down, we mean 50 miles an hour in some places still.
Yeah, today's going to be a normal Santa Ana event instead of the hellscape that we had last Tuesday.
You tell me what official, Republican or Democrat, what they would have done of 8 months of drought, no rain, in the middle of rainy season, and 100-mile-an-hour winds. Well, you tell me how you would have. I mean, as one water engineer said, there's no water system in the world.
No.
And no, we're not out of water. The reservoirs were as full as they've ever been. Try turning all of the hydrants on at once. Again, our friends in Asheville, it just went through a hurricane. Try to imagine a hurricane that is made of fire and embers that are flying. I mean, it is.
And hydrants are only supposed to take care of about a block.
Right. And all of that is in addition to people trying to hose down their roofs, turning on their sprinklers to try and keep the fire at bay.
And by the way, speaking of water hogs like Ted,
Rick Caruso?
Rick Caruso and the Kardashians who can shut their pie holes.
Yeah.
About
Kim Kardashian can shove it.
Can I just say, and I'm not Mother Teresa, but like most normal humans, I was like, how do I use the least water possible? How do I help? I was going to go to a Pasadena shelter. The problem for us right now is there's a fire. Pasadena and Altadena. You don't want to get in the way of firefighters. You don't want to get in the way of evacuation.
The Rose Bowl was having an event where people could donate.
The Gary Marshall Theater as well.
Yeah.
Nuuk Lake.
I went, my friend Karen's dealing with some health issues, so I just, made her some food and brought it. And so, but even she's going through what she's thinking about how she can help. She's a great chef, and she may go to, Chef Andre's kitchen to help. And I said, whatever you're doing, tell me, I'll go with you. That's the problem, is you don't know, you don't want to hurt because there is so much going on in terms of evacuation traffic and looky-loos. And I mean, Griffith Park is closed. You know why? Because of for arson, I'm sure, because there's a-holes also going, hey, this might be a good time to light Griffith Park on fire. I mean, it's the person that flew the drone that took out one of our aircrafts. Like, stop it, you idiots. There was another area where they had to ground the planes because there were drones. It's like, oh my God, our own idiocy is going to kill us.
And we're kind of finding out preliminarily what is causing the fires. The Palisades fire, it looks like that might have been caused by fireworks.
And then Altadena might have been a downed
power line by Southern California Edison.
That's the other. I mean, the minute you knock down a few lies, more pop up. I don't know how we fight this hurricane of disinformation that got us to this dark day a week from today, where Donald Trump, the most despicable human in the world, is going to be inaugurated. I mean, this is what it's going to be like. Just exactly the way he's handled this so far. Gavin Newsom's invited him to come, and of course, no response. Unless he can figure out how to score political points, he doesn't care.
No, he couldn't care less.
I mean, it's Okay. Yes, Covey said, never forget, instead of meeting with constituents, local officials, trying to come up with a plan, California Republicans chose to go to Mar-a-Lago instead to stroke Trump's ego as the wildfire ravages the state. I don't even know where to start with the people. Hang on. One other graph. First of all, Elon Musk is the richest human in the world. How do you give a little money and help another human for once in your life?
He could give $50 billion and he wouldn't miss it.
Instead of actively pushing disinformation that is hurting more people.
Rick Caruso could do that as well. Kim Kardashian could do that as well.
Thank you.
Very wealthy.
Thank you. Taylor Swift has given $1 million. Travis Kelce. All of these people step to the plate.
They don't even live here.
Yeah, Selena Gomez. I can't remember the whole list, but I just thought this donation totals that went to Trump. This is going to grift right into his pockets for the inauguration. Amazon, $1 million. What did they give to LA Fire? Zero. Google, $1 million to Trump, zero to the fire. Meta, $1 million to Trump, zero to the LA fires. Microsoft, $1 million to Trump, zero to the LA fires. Apple, $1 million to Trump, zero to the LA fires. Uber, $1 million to Trump, zero to the LA fires. Taylor Swift, zero to Trump and $10 million to the LA fires.
Mark Zuckerberg offered thoughts and prayers this morning on Threads.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's nice. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Queen City said, I hope everyone who's ever told me America shouldn't be sending aid to foreign countries is watching the firefighters arriving from around the world to help us now. I mean, it just makes you tear up. You know, particularly Canada and Mexico, that Trump is in the middle of actively insulting a week before he takes office. It's
because they're grown-ups.
Sarah, exactly. As a water engineer in SoCal, I'd like to respond to the idiotic remarks made recently by our future leader. For the record, piping in more water from NorCal to SoCal would not have solved the problem. L.A. did not run out of water. They ran out of pressure. She made a great,
it's physics.
Yeah. She said, imagine you turn your shower head on, you get pretty good pressure. Then you go turn on all the other faucets in your house and the pressure in your shower significantly decreases. This is what happened on a much larger scale. Water distribution systems and their associated fire flows are designed to put out maybe a few houses or an apartment building, not an entire neighborhood engulfed by wildfire. If we designed systems this way, it would be extremely expensive and inefficient. She said this shouldn't distract from the reason as to why these events occur. Increasingly, dry conditions combined with high winds is a recipe for disaster. SoCal has not received substantial rain for almost a year. Mm-hmm. 100-year weather catastrophes are becoming more like 10 to 20-year weather catastrophes, and it really doesn't take more than two brain cells to correlate these weather events to climate change. Reps are going to continue to deny climate change and make blatantly false accusations so long as big oil is in their pockets. You can choose to believe their narrative, or you can simply look at the facts. Like a logical person. We're in the movie Don't Look Up. Yeah. Just like, we're literally in a fire apocalypse. God bless politics, girl. She and her husband are safe. She lives near you.
Near me, yeah.
Thank God for now. I mean, I'm sure you guys, same. Every person I've ever known.
We have a
high
firefighter
school,
across
exes,
the street
college,
from us, so.
Right, family, everybody, huh? It's just
a firefighter lives across the street from us.
Yeah, so. But I mean, everybody's obviously, and thank you for all your, just thoughts, and everybody I've ever known has reached out to, are you okay, and it's, but anyway, politics school, of course, is here local, but I was telling what Ali Velshi, who we're going to try to get this week, said, I thought the most perfect thing, he had two fact checkers on, I think they may have been talking about some of the disinformation around the fires, but also the Facebook thing, no fact-checking, and he had two fact-checkers on, and he said, well, you two are fact-checkers, but he said, that used to be all of our jobs in journalism.
Right.
But now there's so much disinformation, if you'll pardon me, a fire hose of disinformation. Oh. You have to have, like, the Daniel Dales of the world do entire multiple segments just to knock down all the lies. And so, while that's supposed to be journalism's job, I think either there's so many lies or they're not doing a very good job. They have to have separate fact checkers now to just go, no, 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 no. Mm-hmm. I mean, politics girl covered once. I hadn't even heard yet that the firefighters from Oregon couldn't get in because of emissions regulation.
That was big on social media over the weekend.
Oh, my God. Like, none of it. Yeah. None of it is true. I need some sanity.
So,
Lee McGowan.
There's a lot of misinformation going around about these fires in LA, and I want to try and touch on as many as possible to try and put a stop to it because they are hurting people, not helping. Off the top, two dumb ones. Looting has not been decriminalized
in
LA. It is illegal, and those engaging in it will be arrested and prosecuted. And honestly, who takes advantage of people who have been taken out of their homes or fires to loot? The Oregon firefighters are already here fighting fires. They are not stuck at the border at emissions testing on their trucks. That is a blatant lie already debunked by the Oregon fire chief. But let's deal with the bigger lies that are being spread, because they're getting major traction and it helps no one to spread lies in a crisis.
Yeah, here we go.
The lie. Los Angeles ran out of water to fight the fire because liberals are dumping water into the ocean to save some fish. That is wrong. LA never ran out of water. As of January 6th, the California reservoirs were at 122% capacity above their historical average. We have more water in them right now than we've had in the last decade and a half. Fish protection does not directly impact firefighting resources. These are two completely unrelated issues. So stop conflating them. The fire hydrants ran out of water due to mismanagement. Wrong. Water that comes from fire hydrants is stored in tanks. These tanks have a finite amount of water, around 1 million gallons, and when the tanks get below a certain level, a pump kicks in to refill the tanks.
Yes, okay,
one more. To be clear, a water resource expert at UCLA has been quoted saying, "I don't know a water system in the world that would have been prepared for this type of event." Other water experts agree with him, saying even fully functioning fire hydrants would not have been enough to battle fires of this magnitude. You can't fight a wildfire with urban water infrastructure. Fires like this are fought from the air, and that was impossible with the hurricane force winds. There are so many people talking right now with no understanding of how firefighting works, or the complexity of water management, or with any understanding of the constraints of doing these kinds of jobs during these extreme weather conditions. So, if you don't know what you're talking about, maybe stop talking.
Isn't that the sickness that we're in right now? That has just resulted in putting a convicted felon rapist into the Oval Office in a week, giving him the nuclear codes? Is that everyone's an expert, right? Like, the people that were COVID experts are now suddenly fire management experts.
Fire hydrant experts.
Water system experts.
Right.
It's just everyone. Okay. All right. Lots more to get to, obviously. Rude Pundit lost his dog this weekend in addition to all this going on. Yes, I know I have no... there it is. Okay. So we have Rude Pundit on, who's going through some stuff himself. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, and much more. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by... Freedom From Religion Foundation. Oh, you know what? This is a perfect time with... Because, you know, they said God sent the fires because something, homos, something, liberal, something. Okay, have you been thinking about supporting a cause that really matters? Now's the time to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
They're a leading voice for the separation of church and state, standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. Yikes, how about that? When you become a member, if you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get exclusive content like their Free Thought Today newspaper events with thinkers, top thinkers and activists, and much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller or text my name, Miller, to 511-511. That's Miller to 511-511. Together we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our one-year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Costco is building apartments above its stores to address the affordable housing crisis starting earlier this year. Walking downstairs and getting a $1.50 hot dog, Sam.
Man, that's just the dream.
Gives new meaning to the affordable walkability.
John, you're very excited about this.
This is my dream come true.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Hey, guess what we have here in California, too? You'll be surprised to know. Rich, selfish Republicans.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I saw one guy on TV being interviewed. He's like, what changes would you like? He's just some random guy. He's like, elect Rick Caruso next time. Really? The guy that hired his own private firefighting force, and even when they told him that, you know, we were short on water, he doesn't care.
Right.
He only cares about himself. This is
but I thought he was a Democrat now.
The Kardashians, smack-talking Karen Bass, L.A. Mayor, on and on. They apparently, one of them used 101,000 gallons of water over the allotted limit during the drought. Kim apparently used 232,000 gallons over the limit. I mean, that seems to be a through line. People that, you know, feel like, I've got mine, screw you. Yep. So, you know, Donald Trump's America, where only super rich people will be able to protect their houses with their private firefighting force and, you know, screw anybody else that needs water. It's just, I saw Mel Gibson, was it on Fox? How much crazier can this motherfucker get? Oh, my God. Who threaded this? On the Joe Rogan Experience, Mel Gibson told his audience, ivermectin can cure stage 4 cancer. The Bible is literal, and people who don't believe in Jesus are going to hell, and that climate change is a hoax. This is while his house burned down. He's on Joe Rogan. Is that like the zenith of where we are in America today? And I was trying to catch what he was saying on Fox, but it was some crazy conspiracy theory that the you know, fires were on purpose, and I guess it's coincidence we ran out of water.
Democrats.
First of all, we didn't run out of water, and why would, I can't even get my mind around, Chris, what the point would be.
Why would Democrats burn their own houses down
Thank
just
you.
To own the Republicans?
He's such a crazy person.
Oh, and James Woods lied about his
house. Why? James Woods crying on CNN about losing his house. He didn't lose his house.
His house.
Oh, my God. Always victims.
Yep.
Rude Pundit is next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin now has its first federally funded electric vehicle charging stations, and more are on the way. They've opened in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland, all at Quick Trip locations. And more are coming near us. They'll be in Baraboo, Beaver Dam, Delavan, Edgerton, Janesville, and Portage. About half of them are at Quick Trip locations. The chain is facilitating EV charging with a new app called Quick Charge. But Wisconsin is lagging behind in EV adoption. They make up only about 1% of cars on the road here. Misconceptions about costs, maintenance, and performance are top of mind for hesitant buyers. About 30% of Wisconsinites live in rural areas, and for them, accessibility is one of the biggest issues. Jeremiah Brockman with the Wisconsin Electric Vehicle Association says some spots don't have enough charging stations.
Part of the problem, too, is you have more farmland in rural areas, and if you spend the entire day out on a farm and you're driving around your, you know, many acres of land, you worry about where you're going to charge your vehicle at that point. And I think that's another hurdle.
Compared to neighboring states, Wisconsin has significantly fewer. In an effort to help bolster the state's EV infrastructure, Wisconsin passed a law last year to install a network of 65 stations nationwide. The plan is to install them every 50 miles along the interstate system and major highways this year. Meanwhile, for businesses who are putting in charging stations, the state of Wisconsin has changed how they're taxed. Most businesses will now have to register an EV charging station and pay 3 cents per kilowatt hour delivered. Everyday owners of EVs and charging stations at their homes are not subject to this new tax or registration. It started January 1st. It mostly applies to ones at businesses, even ones where they're not used by the public. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is a cold one this morning. The wind chill in the teens below zero, and we're going to keep that wind chill below zero most of the day today. Sunny and breezy, 13 our high this afternoon. Tonight down to 1 below. Tomorrow, sunshine, 12 for a high tomorrow. We're back into the low 20s by Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 3 above.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the author of Building the Bucks, Jordan Tresky, and talk entertainment with Capital Times reporter Victoria Davis. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Point fingers because they want there to be an easy answer. They want there to be someone to blame rather than accepting this is the new normal in an era of climate-related calamities that we have allowed to happen by not taking climate change seriously over the past 50 years. It's not a matter of firing someone. It's a matter of changing how we do things, of acknowledging we have a problem that's going to take a lot of money and a lot of work to fix, and a lot of people don't want to do that. But if we don't accept reality, this kind of thing will just keep happening. Not just in California, which apparently a lot of people feel comfortable turning their backs on, but around the nation. We kicked the can down the road long enough, and we've hit a wall. And now, we have to get over it.
Can I thank Politics Girl? And I, honestly, all of it, did I literally had you print all of Twitter threads and what you use. It's Blue Sky this weekend. But thank you for the truth warriors out there that are helping us, you know, fight this hurricane of not just fire, but disinformation we're dealing with out here in L.A. To all of you that are putting facts out on a daily basis, just thank you. L.A. Beauty. Said that they defunded the fire department and no water lies are genuinely killing my spirit. Neither is true. They are far right lies, but facts don't spread as far. Nick Caputo said, just for people's information, DEI doesn't cause 100-mile-an-hour winds and no rain for 8 months. And Daily Cost just said, California is burning, the South is freezing, and Trump is blaming check notes, diversity programs, and an imaginary water restoration declaration, which does not exist. For the 100th time. All right. So can I say be kind because everybody's going through something? Our friend Rude Pundit tweeted this weekend or threaded, I was in New Orleans on New Year's Eve. My dog needed emergency spine surgery for ruptured discs. And now I have COVID for the fourth or fifth time. So really 2025 can go itself hard already. Rude Pundit has to say goodbye to his doggy yesterday. And we texted some, but let's give him a big hug.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, that's out and let Freddie in.
Remember, hey, to let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
That's the first time I've tried to kiss you through the computer and not in a smutty way, but in a sincere way. And you know, it's serious because when I texted you yesterday, I called you Lee, which, you know.
I know. It actually moved me to tears, you know.
Well, we obviously talk by text and then a little bit right now that, you know, I've been through this more times than I can count. And I'm just so sorry. You know, it's.
Yeah.
All these people here that have had to, oh my God, I don't know if you saw it. Every video is making me cry. A guy that found his dog after 3 days because when people get evacuated, sometimes they can't get back and their pets are trapped.
Yeah.
Anyway, oh my God, he was reunited with his dog. I was like, ugh. But I just, we all understand because everybody's going through that now, you know, out here as well. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, you don't want me to become a slobbering, snotting mess on the air. That'll be a serious hit to my reputation.
Right. Yeah. That's not rude.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's trust me, I know. I mean, I got to get on a plane Friday to go to D.C. for Sexy Liberal. I'm terrified to leave my house, my dogs. Anyway.
No, it's awful out there. And, I mean, you know, you were bringing up all of the misinformation that's going around. And, you know,
I feel like, isn't the term disinformation when it's deliberate, rude? Because it's deliberate.
Disinformation. But, you know, the funding issue, the idea that the fire department wasn't fully funded, that actually spread a lot on the left, too, because the idea was that the thought was, oh, they cut funds from the fire department to fund the police department. And so that spread on the left. Somebody corrected it. Chris Hayes picked up the correction. But so everybody's got to be careful about this information out there.
I swear to God, it always goes to the top. Our friend Joe Walsh said, another week in America, something really bad happens. Donald Trump lies and lies and lies about what happened. His cheerleaders, including Elon Musk, use social media to spread those lies. And presto, the lies are believed by way, way, way too many. I mean, and it is literally life or death out here. Again, Brian Ray said there's no city or county in America that has the resources or technology to fight a firestorm with 60-mile-an-hour winds or 80-mile-an-hour winds, excuse me. Well, depended, right? Anywhere from 60 to 100.
100.
Yeah, let's say 80, you know, is the, yeah. It doesn't exist. We're in new climate crisis territory. Don't let them gaslight you into believing differently. And the other thing is we're not just talking about water pressure. We didn't run out of water. First of all, it's the water pressure trying to fight all of this at once. And also, as we were saying, in many cases, they shut the power off on purpose because the power lines are going to go down and cause more fire. Do you understand the level of catastrophe we're in right now, right?
Yeah. And the whole DEI thing is just so enraging. Like, you know, I said, point out to me one white man who wasn't taken as a firefighter because the department said, oh, no, we need to hire a women or non-white firefighters.
Was it Dinesh D'Souza that said we had fires because there were too many lesbians on the...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, by the way,
LA's lesbian fire chief battles blazes and bigots. LA's first out LGBT fire chief, Kristen Crowley, leads by example in the fight against multiple apocalyptic fires. Can we just say we cannot say thank you enough to the firefighters who are doing an amazing job? Like, how dare you, from your lazy boy, criticize our firefighters that are fighting something we haven't even seen in movies, right?
Yeah. And again, like the thing you read, how in the world did her sexuality in any way make the fires worse? That somehow the power of heterosexuality would have stopped the winds like some mighty straight wall, I guess.
Yeah. No, a DTM said a little bio for the 24-year-old veteran DEI hired fire chief of LA. She was a paramedic, engineer, fire inspector, captain, battalion chief, assistant chief, fire marshal, and deputy chief. When she took the firefighter exam, she ranked among the top 50 out of 16,000 applicants. I mean, doesn't this, it's just like the piece you wrote about, you know, why Kamala Harris lost. Yeah, that was, remember, a DEI hire who's been... Right. Attorney General of the second largest Justice Department, a fantastic senator, vice president, but somehow unqualified, right?
Totally unqualified and ignorant. And ignorant. Don't forget that she's that
and dumb.
That,
yeah, yeah. Obviously.
That was the narrative. Was that she was so ignorant and didn't understand any issues at all.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, you, this is why, you know, sitting here in the hurricane of fire and disinformation in L.A., your piece was so, you just, it's entitled Informing Ourselves to Death, Another Explanation of Why Harris Lost. You said we keep getting deep dives into why Kamala Harris lost and Trump won. They can be big reasons like racism and sexism or the ability of Trump's campaign to exploit the anti-incumbent zeitgeist through bro podcasts and transphobia, or Harris and the Democrats courting anti-Trump Republicans while taking other Democratic voters for granted. But you said I always blame voters more than I blame campaigns, because ultimately each individual American had to decide whether to vote or who to vote for. And you went to the simplest explanation: the majority of Americans of voting age are stupid. You went through all the whys in different categories, but yes.
And the reason that I say that is that we, and I go into this in the piece, is we live in an age where we have access to every piece of information that we could want.
Right.
And you know, if somebody says something outrageous, we can actually take 2 seconds and find out whether or not that's true.
You said it's letting Trump back into office is the stupidest thing this country's ever done. You said if you voted for Trump, you're stupid or evil or some unholy combination of both. I agree. But you just say, like, it takes 2 seconds to get accurate information, right? Like you just said, the point is the more facts are out there than ever before, as well as everything that proves those facts. But then you trace it back to the 90s. You said reality began to wither with the rise of the Internet. And you talk about the Clinton body count, which millions of people believe Bill and Hillary Clinton personally killed. I don't know how many people.
I went from 34 to 45 to, you know, who knows? It was dozens of people that they were personally responsible for either having killed or in some cases killed themselves, I guess, for the joy of it, not letting everyone else get to do it.
Yeah. I mean, by the way,
basically Hunger Games.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then you said social media kicked into high gear and that was it. Despite all the information at our fingertips, information we had during all these lies, version of reality has taken over and infected everything like some kind of slime mold you can't scrub away. I mean, and that's where we find ourselves today. And it's only gotten worse. I mean, like I said, do you think this disinformation is going to go away because the election's over? Like, you know, we are literally sitting in the vortex of it here in L.A.
Yeah. And again, I'm not saying everybody has the time to do the research,
right.
You know, and I mean really do the research, which means looking up stuff that's real and not just listening to the next episode in a podcast series. But the information is there that if something completely weird is said, that you can take 2 minutes and find out it's not true.
Well, everything you've said and wrote this week, Rudy, it goes to your point that the top Google searches the day of the election or the day after the election were, did Joe Biden drop out? And what's a tariff? You could have found the information before you made your choice, but you didn't, right? I mean, that's... Yeah.
And can I change my vote?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can I change my vote was the other. Yes. Yeah. I mean, here's the other thing. So Gavin Newsom said to put up a whole website, just knocking down like lie after lie after lie. But here's one of them. It's not just disinformation. It's deliberate disinformation. And what's the word? I mean, deliberate evil, cruelty, whatever you want to call it. I mean, Gavin Newsom had to he mocked Elon Musk for having his lies about water shortage exposed during his own live stream right. briefing with a member of Los Angeles Fire Command. So to his face, he had the right information. What do you call this? Deliberately evil. I mean, Musk initially criticized state officials, saying the response was hampered by bad governance at the state and local level that resulted in a shortage of water. So the clip that, of course, that he didn't use is him was asking, was water available? The firefighter points to the map and calmly explains, there was water. We have water reservoirs. Just an example, we have one building burning. We can flow 1,000 gallons a minute on that one building. The amount of water we're flowing here, there really is no water system that's going to keep that pace. So we have to bring in water tenders, which are these big water tanks, you know, up to 3,000 right. gallon trucks. They come in, and that's what we have to do to compensate. He said the Department of Water and Power did a great job. They brought in big trucks for us, and we used them as basically mobile hydrants. He said we were flowing an amount of water that the system couldn't. It was overbearing. And all the things, like why the aircraft couldn't fly because of the winds, why they had to right. shut the power off to the pumps because of, you know, again, because of the winds. And it just... But well, Elon Musk knows all that. He was told to his face and then put on X the opposite.
I mean, in some ways, you know, yes, the fires have the names of the regions, but, you know, it needs to be thought of as this was a fire hurricane. Mm-hmm.
Thank
you.
That's what I've been saying.
That it grew in magnitude as the weather affected it, as you know, the conditions affected it. And there was no way to stop it. You can't stop a hurricane. You can't drop a nuke into the middle of a hurricane and stop it.
Yeah.
And it's only so many resources you can use while the hurricane is hitting to try to mitigate the damage.
Yeah.
And you have to wait until the conditions are right that you can get out there and actually do the work of trying to save things. It's, we're in the let's drain the city part of the floods part of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Oh, rudeness. I'm so sorry. And plus just this foreboding about a week from today. It's like this another slow motion catastrophe we see happening in real time, right?
I mean, frigging was it Barrasso who said that they're going to have hearings about what California needs to do?
It was him.
Yeah. They're upset that we don't elect more Republicans.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Then they're going to come in and try to put conditions on supporting the immigration crackdown and other things and abortion laws and who knows what else to say. Are Californians Americans or not?
I just asked Olivia.
Americans,
I just
treat them like Americans.
I just asked Olivia Troy, when was it, Thursday or Friday, that she was on, you know, is the Trump administration going to cut off funds in a week? And, you know, she basically said, yeah, they could. And now, sure enough, Newsom and others are talking about, you know, like, yes, obviously that's a real threat that Biden did everything he could.
Yeah.
But here we are, where we have a vindictive psychopath that is going to be in office in a week.
Right. And without California, there is no United States.
Thank you.
North Dakota doesn't exist right. without California.
And Barrasso's from Wyoming.
Thank you.
Oh, my
Wyoming
God.
Wyoming doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Sorry, not North Dakota. Well, Wyoming doesn't exist without California.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, we give more to the federal government, I think, than just about any state. So
yeah.
F you.
We also make your iPhones. So
yeah.
There.
Chris Titus said people hate California because we invent almost everything. Culture has changed here. We rich AF. The weather's always good. We have everything. Mountains, beaches, sun, snow, surf, you name it. We're the fourth largest economy. We lead in tech. We produce a third of your eggs, three quarters of your fruits, 20% of your milk, 100% of your almonds. And everyone in LA is up to something trying to succeed. Haters gonna hate. Wait till you see how we rebuild it. I mean, it is just off the charts, the glee and the hating. And both sides don't do it. We don't do this when tragedies hit red areas, you know? I mean, and they hurt themselves. Remember when the hurricane hit North Carolina? They're like, oh, if you take FEMA money, they'll take your house later. Like, all of this stuff that prevented people from getting the help they needed. We were trying to fight disinformation then.
I went to a benefit for North Carolina recovery because, you know, I didn't want to, I didn't even think twice that's about the idea that it was going to a reddish state. I mean, it's got a Democratic governor, but or going to the areas of North Carolina that are very, very conservative. It's like, you're Americans. You need our help.
Yeah, yeah. Rudeness, big, big group hug from all of Stephhead Nation. Love you so much.
And back to you, and hoping that, you know, the winds treat you well. May the winds be in your favor.
You know, we said I love you to each other. Thank you. We said I love you to each other by text, and for the first time ever, there was not some D joke. There was no labia joke. There was nothing.
We really got to get back on.
Yeah.
Point
here.
That's just weird. I don't know.
I think we'll be back to normal next week.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Yeah. I do love you, though. Goodbye.
Thanks. Love you soon.
50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery. Can we get a little calm right now? Do you need a little bit? A little something? Okay. If you can't remember the first time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed out during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have got natural solutions for sleep and stress that people cannot stop raving about. 48,000 five-star reviews. Like the best sleep I've gotten in years. I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go. And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise. I continually overdo on my bicycle, and my lower back thanks me every time for my CBD relief stick. There's a lot of CBD out there. We trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. Jody's a gummy girl. Chris is a tincture tot over there. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns, try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. Right now, I can get you a 20% discount to get you started. CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. CBDistillery.com. Type in Stephanie for 20% off.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror, see plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, my new best friends. Made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by FFRF. Listen, this might be a timely time. As I was mentioning, all the people that said God sent the fires to L.A. Yeah. Would you like some freedom from religion? Join the Freedom Yes. from Religion Foundation. They're a leading voice for the separation of church and state. They're standing up for your rights as a non-religious free thinker. Whether it's protecting public schools from religious influence, defending freedom of thought, or advocating for science and reason in government. Might be a good time for that, too. When you become a member, you're not just joining a cause, you're joining a community. You get exclusive content like Free Thought Today newspaper, events with top thinkers and activists, and much more. Go to ffrf.us/Miller or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. Karen in Chicago, hello. Hello, Karen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I am so sorry for everything that you guys are having to go through. And it is bad enough that there are lies, blatant lies and conspiracy theories being spread on social media.
Can I tell you one other major reason I realize this is for is because Gavin Newsom's going to run for president. This is wildfire Benghazi. Listen to me carefully. This is why. It's not just an opportunity to beat up on people who don't vote for him, Democrats, you know. But this is about Gavin Newsom.
Yep, and it says everything that we need to know about conservatives and Republicans in particular. It's not just Donald Trump. These people do not believe in anything that they say that they stand for or they believe in. Yeah. They are not Christians. They are not, you know, pro-family, pro-life. They are not patriots. They all suck. And I am sorry, but the mainstream media, CNN, all of the people that are going out on the street and trying to gin up and parrot the nonsense that's being spread on social media, they're to blame, too. They are adding to the chaos. And shame on every single one of them. We need true patriots, true truth tellers to come together, and we need to have fact-based media.
Thank
and
you.
If that
thank
means
you.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Kirsten Snell coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on WMDX, sponsored by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The toll of the California wildfires growing as more people are being found after being reported missing. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles with the latest.
The number of victims killed in these wildfires is now up to 24, 16 on the Eaton fire and 8 on the Palisades fire. In many cases, the victims were elderly or disabled, and they could not get out of their homes in time as the flames came racing through last week. At least 16 people are missing, mostly from the Eaton fire.
The Eaton fire is the one that consumed Altadena. The Santa Ana winds expected to pick up again between now and Wednesday. Red flag fire warnings up for the next 3 days. Some of President-elect Trump's nominees are gearing up to face lawmakers on Capitol Hill this week. 14 confirmation hearings are scheduled starting tomorrow. President Biden will speak this afternoon on his foreign policy record over the past 4 years, and Donald Trump will be sworn in 1 week from today. This is ABC News.